Welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are the romance scammers, who promise people relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their lives. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Dick Eldorado, a.k.a. Joe Curry, is having a hard time selling cars, but wants to write a book of poems. Meanwhile, Davin is back on the booze. Davin also checks in on his scammer Agnes to see if Rosa, Davin's divorced lawyer's horny secretary, has corresponded with Agnes, and may also need the total confusing email address Prip created again. Speaking of lawyers, has Davin seen his divorced lawyer to see how the divorce proceedings are moving along? Listen and enjoy.
My job is concerning me. Mr. Bix called me and told me he wants me back in a week, but I'm afraid I'm going to have to try to sell cars delirious on painkillers.
That should be good. Stay tuned, boys and girls. I like that little twist.
Stay tuned, boys and girls.
Keep it English, please.
I'm excited Halloween is coming up. I love Halloween, pretending to be somebody else's fun.
Oh, nice.
That's very nice.
Great line.
Let me know if you have any ideas. Last year's Mr. Whiskers and I dressed like Batman and Robin.
Was he Batman? That's the picture I want you to send. Pull that one off, stupid.
The old vendetta for the cat. We'll do it tonight. And the children laughed with delight as we opened the door and gave them their treats. As I've been sitting here through the days, I'm thinking about putting out a book of poems. Let me know what you think is better.
Oh, here we go.
The Thoughts of El Dorado or the Book of Dick.
I like that.
If you're noticing, every time I go a little overboard and silly, I throw painkillers in after it. Honey, I think the painkillers are starting to kick in and I have to go.
You should do that with your act, too.
Watch me Saturday.
I hired the asshole. I gotta explain to the Knights of Columbus that stupid's on painkillers as he rushes out to go to the compound and take some more.
That's just, oh God. Next time you bring out, this is a good friend of mine who works all over the clubs, and I hired the asshole. Oh God. Honey, I think the painkillers are starting to kick in, and I have to go, but I want to say from my heart that I love you, and I dream of being with you every day. Now, I'm getting heavy on this. It's usually been kind of cordial, but I'm really getting all in on
kind
this.
Kind of cordial.
Kind of cordial.
Dear madam.
Dear madam.
Or sir.
I was thinking perhaps you and I should engage in some intercourse, as opposed to me fucking with that wet ass. That's a different game. Different art forms. That's, you know, he's dealing in poetry.
Yeah, our styles are different, you know. Our styles are different.
Nonsense, either way you cut it.
But I want to say from the heart that I love you, and I dream of being with you every day. Dreams. Dreams I have of you and me. Dreams I please wait and see. Dreams are all I have to keep me. Me.
Wow.
I think you're right. I can't spell with a shit. Dreams are all I have to keep me. I fucked that up. Fuck. Shit.
Keep me.
Damn it
me.
All. I gotta start using the freaking
English language.
Dictionary.
Yeah. Right, words that you might have been taught in elementary school.
All right, I'm running with what I brung. Dreams are all I have to keep me.
You
me.
Certainly are.
Dreams can come true. Stay with me and believe. Love always, Dick Eldorado.
Oh, God, that's so beautiful.
Dick. You.
I think my porn is better than that horse shit. My wet ass fucking is more romantic than that.
It's spelt better.
Wait, can I see the poem for a second?
Yeah.
I just want to see.
You want to frame it?
No, I do.
Put it on the fridge?
Frame it in the bathroom in case you're constipated every time you see it.
No, then my daughter won't be able to find it.
I'm going to sew it on a pillow. Oh, that's great.
Even my daughter gets zinged on the. Don't fucking cross me. Whether you're 6 or 60, I don't give a shit.
I know. He takes
no
prisoners.
Girl, stupid. Be nice.
But I'm like, scram.
I know. You're like, scram.
I wait till you're 80 years old, mumbling in a wheelchair,
I'll be
and
dead.
She starts skitting. No,
I like. I like this. I know you screwed up, but it's like what I wanted to say is that you have this one liner. Dreams are all I have to keep me. Me. That's funny.
No, I know what he meant by that.
It was a mistake.
Yeah.
No, but I know what you meant. Well, all right. I don't know what you meant then.
To keep me.
Maybe it did mean
so
that.
I think this is the last passage. What I got. Is there more for you?
That's it.
So this is Monday. She got the week off. I'm summarizing now.
Right.
I'm very happy her that she got the week off. It's actually going to be this week off.
So she goes, what's she going to do? She goes, well, rest a lot and take care of Michael and me, and you. I go, you do not have to take care of me, doll. This is the time for you to rest and recover. I am fine. I got me and Jack Daniels. I drink a little.
You mixing it with the cough syrup?
I'm off the cough syrup. It gave me bad dreams.
Oh, thank God.
She asks, how was your day?
It gave me bad dreams.
I ask if Rosa got back to her. No, but I'm still expecting to hear back. I go, she's always checking her email when I see her. Maybe there was a mistake in the email. Do you want me to give it to you again?
You don't.
Write it down. Don't mind that it's confusing. Just
horseshit email. Ugh. Well, she goes, well, no, I got the one I sent the other day. Did not go through. Just found out this morning. I sent her again. Okay. I go, email is weird like that. I go, this is the email she gave me. And then I gave it to her again.
Yeah.
She goes, okay. I go, hopefully the last time you sent it went through. If not, maybe you forgot a letter or something. It is a very long email address.
And it still hasn't come.
I know. I'm going to talk to her. She goes, yes, I realized it. Only such weird people like Rosa have such long emails.
No, she wrote that!
Ain't that the
bitch.
Truth?
LOL.
She's in you right now more than she did with that damn letter.
I know.
Well, it's a different one. I got the sassy one.
Yeah.
Wow, she just zinged me and she didn't even know me. Oh, I'm going to get that bitch.
I go, LOL, you were too funny, my love. And I thought that was very funny.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, it's the same shit you were IMing me over Facebook. Isn't too long?
When will you be going to the lawyer's office again? I haven't scheduled an appointment yet. I wanted to wait on you, but I do need to go this week. The court is getting impatient with me. She goes, okay, I think you should go. You should go. It's not good to have the court bothering you, be upset with you. I go, well, you're right. I go, I just don't know if this Rosa will take no for an answer. But you are probably right. I should just go. Can you believe we've been together this long and we've never spoken on the phone? She goes, She goes, yeah, that proves that the love we share is real. Hmm. It shows that we don't need contact to express our love. Just dollar signs.
Plus, we don't have the phone box yet.
What?
We don't have the phone box yet.
Yeah. She goes, that is true. That's true, but it's been hard. She goes, really? I go, has it been hard for you? Well, you know, I get days off and everything, and somebody else takes the shift. It's fine.
Not difficult at all.
She goes, it's been hard, but chatting with you on a daily basis has made it less difficult. I go, that's true. But sometimes you've disappeared for a week at a time. I worry when that happens.
Now, I have an idea.
It's about time.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.